brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back to were we talking to Raptor Man or Tom in Maryland? It was Tom in Maryland. Then we'll go back to Raptor Man. I got the names mixed up. Okay, Tom, make your point about Ukraine then, and then talk about how we can use the judicial system, the court system. I agree. It's actually very powerful. People just don't know their rights and don't use it. We've gotten to this position because we've become very jellyfish-like. Free people will be free. People that act like sheep will be slaves. But go ahead and give us your take on Ukraine first.
Sure. Two quick points on that, and I'll jump right into the court system real fast. As far as Ukraine is concerned, who knows who may have caused the first outbreak of violence that may not have been justified. Certainly when it gets to this point, nobody's going to win in a situation like that. And I've heard you say it before. I think most people realize that when it gets to the point where you're throwing bottles and you're killing people, nothing good is going to come from that. There's the outlet, even if you're in a country where there's not a judicial system to utilize, like we're lucky enough to have, you still have words and you can still appeal to a basic human common sense. And most people are going to be receptive to that. I've been in situations where, myself and my partner were outnumbered. And the crowd could have crushed us, could have done what they wanted to. You look for somebody who's in the position of leadership within the crowd because they all have one or two, usually more, and you appeal to their basic sense of being a fellow human being.
I know my point. Have you seen the images of riot police that are just standing there being shot by the so-called freedom-fighting protesters? I mean, my issue is, imagine if we had protesters shooting police, what our media would say. It just shows how this is all being run by criminal elements in this country and in the EU as well, and how it's a total double standard. I mean, I want to be called a freedom fighter because I go out and have a pro-Second Amendment rally, not, you know, some extremist or get arrested. Meanwhile, these people are shooting police that have done nothing because they want to burn down the government building. And again, I don't like seeing police shooting people that are unarmed, and I don't like watching people shoot the police. And I've got to say the Ukrainian police are extremely restrained, because let me tell you, I don't care if I was a cop or not. You start shooting at me, I'm going to shoot at you. And it just really upsets me. I appreciate your call, Tom. You're right. We should talk about more ways to wage war peacefully. The voting box, the ballot box, the grand jury box, the soap box. I mean, there's just so much we got to do here. But the image of George Soros-funded people shooting riot cops, I mean, 10 feet away, boom, and it's like, hero, oh, you're such a hero. No, you're worse than a cop beating some woman with a billy club. See, I don't like bullies, folks, and the police have been extremely restrained over there, and now all hell's breaking loose. Let's jam in one more, then we'll go to Raptor Man, Habu, and Julio inside of the interview with, it's all on Ukraine, with Lyndon LaRouche. We'll get to talk to him. Judy, go ahead.
I think one of the things that needs to be brought to the forefront, maybe, is the port of Sevastopol in the Black Sea. If people don't understand the gravity of the situation of Russia actually losing that port, that is a huge indicator of just how important this whole massacre in Kiev is, what it really is all about, because they don't want to lose their port. Russia does not want to lose that port. And the other thing I just want to say real quick is that I think in terms of how we need to talk to men in America, I think there has to be a bit of compassion, only because we've been, you know, so prosperous, and this is such a horrific turn of events that is taking place in our nation, that they're not necessarily jellyfish as much as they're scared out of their wits.
And they don't know what to do. And then I'm like, you're a great caller. If you want to hold, I'll come back to you. But Lyndon LaRouche is coming up for, 30 minutes. You'll get to talk to him. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much. Well, as soon as the Ukraine refused to enter into the European Union last month, all hell broke loose there in the country with Soros-backed NGOs trying to destabilize the country. We now see arms being served up to the so-called liberty-loving freedom fighters, as they're being called on our news, to shoot the police that have been, until now, very, very restrained. Again, folks, you know that I am not a Ruski file. I don't have some darling love of the Russian government or any of those systems. I do have a liking for peace and not having nuclear war. And I also like common law and common sense, and I wouldn't like the Russians trying to foment sectarian violence to break up Mexico and start a civil war there to destabilize the United States. We have the State Department minions, I have the articles right here, and we're going to talk to Lyndon LaRouche about it in just a moment, openly bragging that they've spent $5 billion to destabilize the country. America Conquest by Subversion. Victoria Nuland admits Washington spent $5 billion to, quote, subvert Ukraine. There's video of that. And this is a serious situation. We saw him try to start war in 2008 with the Russians. We've seen him in Syria try to hand that over to Al-Qaeda. They know revolution's coming because of world economic meltdown. They want to preemptively start it, in my view, to try to bring chaos out of it so they can then pose as the saviors. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And it's extremely immoral that Congress a few weeks ago passed a resolution praising the violent demonstrators and saying the government should just let them take over. I try to study the Ukrainian situation. The world's a very complex place. I'm not saying the government's perfect, but they're trying to remain neutral. This is one of the biggest geopolitical things in a long time right now, and it's part of a proxy war with Russia. Make no mistake, Syria was about that too. And George Soros is in there as always, stirring things up. And a man who multiple directors of Central Intelligence said had one of the best private intelligence networks in the world, you can look that up, was Lyndon LaRouge. He was read by Ronald Reagan, you name it. Some call him a leftist, some a right-winger. The media always demonizes him just with the term, oh, LaRouge, so that you won't look into what he's actually said and done. The analysis is spot on. You could disagree with some of the solutions, but they've been calling this stuff before it happens, and he joins us right now to break this down. Thank you for coming on, sir, but first off, you heard my little layout there of what I think's happening. Do you think that's accurate, A, and then B, expand on it? What are we facing here?
It needs a lot more. This is a much bigger thing. What you're focused on is, first of all, the perception of Ukrainians which were involved in the events in proximate in that area were Nazis. They were part of the Hitler operation in their lifetime. And these are children of the Nazis. We have to remember that there was a certain section of working for Hitler, which were part of the Hitler system. They killed a lot of Ukrainians themselves, but they also killed a lot of Poles. The assassinations of Poles under Hitler were done largely by these particular Ukrainians who were part of a Nazi system. If you look at their costumes that they wear at home, the costumes of those are Nazi insignia. Their origin is Nazi. And so what you have is you have the United States government now is actually supporting these Nazis. And Nuland is one of the key supporters of these Nazis. They are still Nazis. Their record of killing Poles during World War II is enormous. This is the same people. They wear the same costumes, the same insignia, the same legacy.
And by the way, you were in World War II. I should also add that. It's amazing how long you've been speaking out. It's just amazing. And I know that is a part of the right-wing group being funded by the CIA. You are correct, sir. And they're trying to split between Catholic and then, of course, Orthodox is more pro-Russia. But what's the big geopolitical and why is this such a serious situation?
Because it has nothing to do with Syria as such or things like that. These are byproducts of a much larger scheme of things. What we're on the verge of is World War III, thermonuclear World War III. And that's the big problem we have to try to defeat. Now, there are other problems that come in as subsidiary features of this problem. But as far as I'm concerned, as long as Obama remains president, we're in danger of being involved in a matter of, a few weeks or even days of thermonuclear war globally. That's where we are. And, my interest here on this is partly just inside the United States itself. This presidency is destroying our nation. And it's getting us into a thermonuclear war which we want no part of and which our real military people want no part of either. There's no reason for a thermonuclear war. As a matter of fact, it will actually cause the extinction of the human species or something like that.
And by the way, a lot of mainline analysts, as you know, are saying this could trigger nuclear war with the Russians. Explain that to people. Then what is...
Well, what you have is when the United States fell under the influence of certain presidents, such as George W. Bush Jr. and Obama We were dealt the dirtiest hand ever occurred. And this has something to do with the reasons why Bill Clinton was framed up. And it was a frame-up, but that's a whole story in itself. But when he left office, we lost Glass-Steagall Law. And that was the first thing that was done. And the loss of Glass-Steagall has destroyed the U.S. economy ever since. It's been getting worse and worse and worse. Now, our objective should be to get our Glass-Steagall Law and not have our household being run by the British Empire through the Wall Street. And the Wall Street gangsters are the real inside problem here. And Obama's nothing. He's a stooge. He's not really the president. He's a president in name. But he's a stooge for these international interests.
Well, yes, sir, I understand that. When I brought up Syria, I mean, it's part of the Brzezinski-type great game, continued proxy war to take every country that Russia has a port in, to get up against Russia's borders, to fund radical Islam along Russia's borders. I mean, from what I've seen, the West is trying to foment a takeover in Ukraine to get them to join an anti-Russian coalition. And are you saying that's what could lead them to weapons being moved into Ukraine and then escalating crises with Russia?
No, the Russia thing is really, in a sense, minor on this business. The world has been divided in terms of power between two regions of the planet. One is the transatlantic region of the power, which goes into Europe. Then you've got the area from Belarus on toward Asia, and apart from some terrorist areas in the Eurasian region, That's the alignment. And so, therefore, you have the British Empire, and Obama's nothing but a stooge for the British Empire. And Wall Street is the key element here. Wall Street is essentially a British intelligence operation. It's a financial one. And it's the one that's ruined the United States. So what happens is the thing has come to the point that Wall Street and Britain are about to go bankrupt. That is, the use of bailout as a policy, which was done actually started with young Bush and it continued with Obama. But bailout has ruined the U.S. economy hopelessly. Now, we could cancel bailout, but that would require a decision to do that. But the point is, what's coming now is bail-in, which is the next stage of bailout. Bail-in would cause, in and of itself, a total immediate collapse of the U.S. economy.
For those that don't know, they've already done it in Cyprus and other areas. They're saying they're going to take money out of our bank accounts to prop up the zombie bank, something he warned of a decade ago or more. Just what I'm saying, again, to Lyndon LaRouche, World War II vet, you name it, just amazing to have him here with us. There's so few World War II vets left, much less one so eloquent. Lyndon, what I'm trying to get at here with you is I understand it's a bigger global issue. But as the world depression accelerates, you're going to have these uprisings. Then the Anglo-American British Empire is going to try to use those to foment even more breakdown. So what I'm saying is, geopolitically, why are you saying it's a danger of thermal nuclear war?
Because it is. I can explain it to you. What you have is you have a division of the world now into two parts. The Anglo-American system, the transatlantic system, the Northern Hemisphere in particular. And that is bankrupt. The United States, under its present system, is totally, hopelessly bankrupt. And what the bankruptcy has been the buildup of this bailout system, especially from 2008. From that point on was the real point where it became, under young Bush, normally young Bush. And it got worse. Under Obama, it's become much worse. Now, what's happened is the British Empire, and the British are an empire. They're not just Britain. They control practically all of Africa. They control, under the Euro system, they control most of Western Europe. And that's the kind of situation. So you have a situation where the world system is divided into two sectors. One, in the Northern Hemisphere, is the transatlantic region. And the United States is now a puppet of the British Empire under the current president. If we could get back to a real president, to young Bush and Obama, we could probably get our nation back. But the point is the investment system of the British Empire, including Wall Street itself, is such that they are about to go bankrupt immediately. They're on the verge of it. Now, what their option is knowing that the bail-in is coming on. And they do know that bail-in means a general collapse of the U.S. economy. I mean a monetary collapse, not a breakdown, not a depression, a collapse. So well, their object is to say, well, look, the Eurasian sector of the world, that is the wealthier part, Russia, China, India, and so forth, these parts are growing, whereas the United States has been declining economically, in physical economic terms, since essentially the time that John F. Kennedy, was ousted from office, assassinated. Since that time, and the start of the Indochina War, we have actually, as MacArthur warned about this thing, we have actually been in a process of decline. There has been never any economic recovery in reality in the United States. There are some people who become rich, but you'll find that the employment levels, the quality of life offered to people. Now, and look, for example, let's take one very good example of this, fracking. Now, I'm sure you're coming from Texas, you know all about fracking. And we know that fracking, which is a British operation, is now destroying the western part of the United States. It is actually taking, using water, driving it down in order to bring up gas. And the gas they're bringing up is actually destroying the entire region west of the Mississippi. We have the two leading states of the United States, Texas and California, are going into destruction. Now, there's another little complication in this, and there always are complications. In this case, the problem is that the sun, our solar system, has gone through what's called a quiet period. That means that the radiation being supplied to move Earth is less than it was before. And under these conditions, we have the greatest drought in the western part of the United States in probably 500 years. The state of Texas is dying. The industries are being shut down. The same thing is true in California and the other states between. But you take California and Texas, if you knock them out of the U.S. economy, you're going to have a total collapse of the U.S. economy. So therefore, we have a great crisis. It's caused by the policies which have gone through by under certain presidents, particularly since Bill Clinton was taken out of office. The rate of collapse has reached such a point, and the hyperinflation under the bailout system has reached such a point that it's now about to blow up. And bail-in will be the trigger which causes an instant collapse. Now, what's the solution then from the standpoint of London and people like that? The point is that while the western part of the world, the transatlantic region, has been collapsing in physical economy for all this period, ever since Jack Kennedy was assassinated, at the same time, gradually, in recent times, the Eurasian part, like Russia, China, India, so forth, are coming up. So therefore, the plan is to try to crack the balance of forces between the transatlantic region and the Eurasian system. Now, what that means is if they could get into this one area, which is in the southern part of the Ukraine, and if they could knock that out, then by using U.S. forces based in that area, they could think they could knock out the Ukraine area, and that knocking out Russia by an outflanking operation. Now, what this puts us on the edge of a thermonuclear war. The war is between two forces now, the transatlantic region and the Eurasian region. The Eurasian region includes nations like China, 1.4 billion people, and a powerful nation. India, 1.2 or so billion people, and so forth. And Russia is not insignificant. So when you take these forces together and you say that the British Empire, which thinks it's controlling the entire planet, which is stealing our oil, stealing our food in the United States, and doing all these things to us. This process means that the only way that the transatlantic region, that is the British Empire in particular, could survive is by gobbling up and destroying and conquering Eurasia. Now, when you think about what the military forces are in China, thermonuclear forces, in India, in Russia, you think about the similar kinds of forces in Europe and in the United States. We have the greatest assembly of thermonuclear death ever conceived on this planet. And what's coming to a point is the entire planet is going into this war. My concern is to stop that war. And what these Nazis are doing, these Ukrainian Nazis are doing, is simply the intended detonator of a global thermonuclear war. Now, we have people in the United States, including our military, who are against it. My point is, if Obama, President Obama, was thrown out of office now, as he should be, for reason, and I think there are about 20 counts against Obama for violation of the Constitution. He's he can be thrown out of office immediately.
He's hyper weak, but the Republican leadership won't do it. Let me ask you this question, because you have a lot of sources. And again, if you're a new listener, the media, the controlled state media, will go, oh, Lenin LaRouche, ha, 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 for 20 years. I did research on LaRouche and would read their publication 20 years ago, but I've read the Washington Post articles, and I'm not kissing up to him. I'm just telling folks he's a very interesting guy. Going back to World War II, doing all sorts of interesting stuff there in the medical corps from what I read, and connections into OSS, and then suddenly pops up and is giving weekly briefings at the CIA to the director and to presidents, and then the Bushes get jealous of him and have him thrown in jail over a made-up crooked toenail. My issue is he's not a guy that will brag about himself. He really is interesting, no matter what you think about Lyndon LaRouche. And so much of what he says is just so piercing and thought-provoking. I know you have huge connections out there. So what I'm saying is I was told by a high-level commander that they dug up hidden nukes at Dyess Air Force Base 3 months ago, disappeared them. Then suddenly they fired all these nuke commanders. Lindsey Graham said get ready for where the nukes have been sent to be blown up. I mean, I know this is real. My source doesn't know, why they were digging him up, where they were going. They weren't supposed to be there. That they're purging the entire military leadership in the nuclear department. Do you have any intel, Lyndon LaRouche, about what that's about?
Exactly. It's that. It's the people who will go along with the British line. Now, I don't think the Joint Chiefs in general will go along with the British line. But as long as Obama is the president of the United States, despite the fact that he has about 20 counts for his immediate impeachment, and this is not just an impeachment to be thrown out of office. This is an impeachment to be thrown in jail.
No, I know, but do you have any... obviously, if anybody had will, he could be put in prison, but the establishment wants him there to become a dictator, to set the precedent of an executive dictator who you vote in, who then acts as a dictator outside of their constitutional purview. But what I'm asking you, Lyndon LaRouche, is this. Do you know anything about the missing nuclear weapons?
I know that what's happened is we're under, in our government, and you have this Snowden affair, which exposes it, we're under the greatest degree of fraud and fake secrecy about what we're going on in our own government ever before. And this has been specifically the Obama administration. My argument is this. If you want to understand what the problem is, you have to look at what we have to do to solve the problem. And the problem is, for me, I can say, because there's a rage building up in the Congress, members of Congress, they want this bum out of office now. And we have about 20 particular occasions for throwing him out of office summarily. And not only throwing him out of office, but throwing him into prison.
Yeah, why won't they? It's open and shut.
It's not that closed. The surge of revolt against this process is in process. We have not won the war, but we're fighting it. We are fighting to save the United States and to prevent a thermonuclear war. Now, if you know what a thermonuclear war is, because this is not a nuclear war, this is a thermonuclear war with modern weapons and modern capabilities. That the minute that war goes to place, and both sides of the power, the transatlantic fight and the Eurasian side, they have the greatest concentration of thermonuclear power you ever imagined. And if they go to war, they're going to go to full. And there probably will be no long-term survivors of an hour and a half of a thermonuclear war. That's where we are. My concern is get this bum out of office, the president out of office now.
Because that would then derail the whole thing. Explain to that, Lyndon LaRouche is our guest.
Look, be responsible forces in the United States.
Well, stay there, sir. We got to go to break. We're going to come right back with you and explain it to us on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
LaRouchePack.com is their main website. They've also got LaRouchePub.com. And again, regardless of what you think of Lyndon LaRouche, I mean, the guy has been on the political scene since the 50s. The mainstream media can't even find a proper label for him. And so much of what he says I know is accurate because I do deep research. I mean, here's the deal. I've got the last name Jones. I'm more English in my pedigree than anybody else. I love English culture, the U.K., the whole nine yards. Because I'm Scottish, Irish, the whole, you know, all of it. I'm German, Alsatian, French. I'm a Heinz 57 here. But the system of the Norman and William the Conqueror and that system that became the modern empire and the imperium and puppet governments and councils on foreign relations and Royal Institute of International Affairs, these corporate governances that control government that the British Empire created, definitely the ghost of the British Empire possesses and runs the Anglo-American North Atlantic treaty conglomerate that ties into the EU. That is the dominant force in the world. And then you've got the Chinese that are somewhat double dealing with it. The Russians are isolated, being attacked. You got to root for the underdog because they're not doing anything to anybody. And I'm not romanticizing it either. It's just they're not doing anything to us. Criminal elements that are trying to impoverish us is political control under eugenics-based systems, Agenda 21, what I call neo-feudalistic serfdom, are trying to do the same thing to us they've done to the Russians before. And so I'm for team humanity and really building a future, a renaissance. And I know Lyndon LaRouche is for that as well. That's why he's been so roundly demonized for decades. And what I want you to give us here is solutions. But first, I want to bring this up because this is a clip from 6-7 years ago on C-SPAN. I happened to be watching C-SPAN in the coffee room back there and caught this on tape. And it's coming up in the upcoming Obama film. We're actually getting into this British issue because most of our leadership, Democrat and Republican, become knighted later and even get properties and money and all these other things. And it's a big deal. And this is what elites relish more than anything, is not just becoming a knight, but a knight commander of the Order of Bath, which is a, you know, he can walk right into MI6 and give orders if he wants to. They act like the Queen doesn't run anything, folks. She runs that whole country. She tells the Prime Minister what to do. She shuts down roads in England every day randomly to exercise her power. They're above the law when they're not hanging around with Jimmy Savile. So I want to play this clip and get him to encapsulate what the British monarchy is, because it's bigger than the monarchy. Because when they double back, there's this war against sovereignty. People go, well, I'm for the monarchy, and then it gives us sovereignty. Now, that's British. Well, they're not even British. But I want to play this clip again, Lyndon LaRouche's take on it. Here is Colin Powell walking into reception to go into a dinner with the Queen of England in D.C. Here it is.
Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath. Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath. Your Majesty gave it to Alma and to me about 12 years ago. Commander,
okay.
Listen carefully. I'm right, Commander of the Order of the Bath.
Thank you.
There was only one thing bigger than Hollywood in the 20s and 30s, and that was the British Hollywood. And if you watch all those old movies, it's all British propaganda. And we were taught to hate the French, love the British. I mean, so you can see the programming. Pratt Street, Council on Foreign Relations, 1922, set up to take over our government, British intelligence. This is a fact. Now, I don't see what's left of the British people. We're not talking about them. That's been sucked dry by this. We're talking about the Norman class, if you want to go back to where this came from, still ruling much of the world today, tied into the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, and others. Is that an improper analysis from you, the grand expert on this, Lyndon LaRouche?
It's actually older. It goes back to
Venetian
history of Zeus and Prometheus, which was famous in the Greek history, and it actually is the model in terms of everything in transatlantic culture, for example, in terms of history.
Break it down for us, please.
What? Yeah. So this, I mean, we're involved with two systems. One system is against the Roman Empire in particular, and the British Empire, which is formed about the same time that the British declared war on their former colonies, are the same thing. This is an old standing thing. This is what is called an imperial empire. It's not a national thing. The national interests and so forth are part of the game that play the whole game. But the issue is, it's the same thing is what Columbus effected through the influence of Nicholas of Cusa on him. That we sent people across the oceans to colonize in the area across the Atlantic Ocean, in the hope, because Nicholas of Cusa, who was this great priest who gave this, created this policy, to cross the oceans because Europe was a mess. And what happened is this happened. Columbus's discovery was part of this process. And what became the United States was an expression of recognizing the terrible conditions of Europe. Now, for a great period of time, we find that since the United States was established and was being established, we had much support for the United States and its cause from Europe. But what has happened is the Roman Empire, now, which is now brought up as the British Empire, because that occurred at the same time that we got into our war with what became the United States. because the British Empire had taken over and was determined to become a world empire. So other nations supported us in our revolution to create our United States on that basis. But since that time, the British Empire has again and again tried to control us. They've controlled us from inside, for example, New York City is a center of this pollution of the British taking over Manhattan through the international British-controlled banking. Wall Street is a product of that. Wall Street is actually a British agency. It is not an American agency. And my determination is to get back to a Glass-Steagall system and bankrupt these characters, and we could do it if the will were there. We are now going bankrupt. We have the state of Texas is dying. The state of California is dying. It will go on for years to come unless we do something about it. And I say we have to do something about it. And the question is, can we in the United States, by getting Obama thrown out of power, and he is 70% of the American people want Obama eliminated from power. I'm one of the first. Get this guy out of there. If we do that, we can take measures to save our country. And if the United States is not included, does not choose to put itself involved in a war with the British interests against the Eurasian interests, if we don't go into such a war, there will be no such war. And what I'm concerned about, pull Obama out of office right now. You've got about probably 70% of the voters want him out of there. Let's get him out of there.
Sure, sure. Quantify why it's important to get him out, what signal it sends, how you believe it will derail this whole out-of-control, downhill avalanche that's happening.
Exactly. We can do it. And that's what I'm working on. And I find that there are an increasing number of people who have been know me for a long period of time. And, you know, they used to duck me because they say, you're right, but don't tell anybody I told you so. And these are from leading people circles. And I do work with leading circles internationally and in the United States. I do that. And I have a special role to play because of my forecasting capability.
And by the way, I'm not getting you to talk about yourself, but it's really unknown out there other than a few Washington Post, Washington Time articles and things from the 80s when Ronald Reagan was reading your stuff and when you were visiting the CIA every week, landing in your own helicopter. Everybody was real jealous, the Washington Post said. And then, of course, it said your connections back to the OSS, what you did in World War II, the tall, shadowy. Talk about yourself a little bit, because you are a very interesting person, Lennon. Tell us how you got into these international circles and why multiple CIA directors, we can pull them up if folks want to, I forget the main one, said you, quote, had the best private intelligence network in the world. I mean, that's pretty interesting. And then meanwhile, most people just hear, Lennon LaRouche, I heard he's crazy because CNBC said so or MSNBC said so.
I wouldn't pay any attention to foolish people.
No, I know. But, I mean, I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but, you know, you're 90 years old now. You've had this great life. I mean, tell us, how did you get into these power circles? And I mean, really, who are you?
No, I just happened to be, I didn't like the education system I was exposed to in schools. I thought it was stupid, and I was right. And therefore, I became successful and unpopular at the same time because I would never submit. I don't believe that we have teachers who are supposed to tell us what to think. We're supposed to have teachers to guide us into making discoveries of our own and testing those discoveries and that sort of process. So, I mean, for a long time, I hated Euclidean geometry. I despised it. I was right, absolutely correct. It's stupid. You still have people who believe in that nonsense. But so, therefore, I had developed these scientific capabilities, and I became a consultant in the 1950s. I was a very important consultant at one point. And then I got in a fight with the FBI, and the FBI was not pleased that I would not obey them. And so I had some periods of troubles then, but I was still doing what I was doing. And then I had a forecast in 1958 that I made and said, you know, or 68 rather. And I said, well, through about 2 or 3 years, this whole thing is blowing up. Your whole Wall Street system is going to blow up. And came along the 1971 and the summer of 71 and boom, the whole thing blew up. So there was a big discussion then about that, and I was invited to debate all these characters from Wall Street, and in their offices in a meeting we had this December 2nd of that year. And I was right. And I've always been right on this. And what's happened is I've always really believed it against the British and Wall Street crowd. Their conception of economy has destroyed the United States, and I've been against it. And they bounced me down, but I still myself, and I do the same thing I do. I don't change because they bounced me down a couple of times. They got tired of me. They were threatened when I was, Reagan and so forth. Ronald Reagan cleared the way that I should lead the SDI program. And that involved international forces, leading forces in Italy, France.
That's right, because it's on record that you're one of the original people to call for it, but as a way to have international force to actually stop asteroids. And Reagan liked that idea because that would help sell it, I guess.
No, he was actually, Reagan was actually two things. He was the president, and a lot of our presidents have an opportunist side to them, as I think you know. Some of them are good otherwise, and Reagan was one of those cases. He was not the greatest genius among our presidents, but he was a very serious figure. He was close to the Franklin Roosevelt circles in his time. He was an officer, a flying officer, so to speak, in that period, during that wartime period. And my basis, in terms of social basis, was largely from my experience with World War II. I was no significance in that period as such. But I was associated with the OSS, for example, later time. I didn't know them as OSS then, but they came to me in a later point of life and came all veterans of the OSS, surviving veterans, and they became a key part of the Reagan administration. And therefore, I was the one who mustered this international campaign for a strategic defense initiative. And I'm still in the same kind of commitment with a little change in technology. I'm now worried about how we're going to deal with the moon. I want to get some thermonuclear power here on this planet of ours at a new level, which discoveries on the moon show that we can do. And I want to get a program of economic development, which I think will be sufficient, given even a handful of scientists. But you've got a handful of very good scientists working together on thermonuclear fusion, enhanced by helium-3, you do that. You can take a handful of scientists in various nations, and you can build the greatest power of progress for mankind that ever was imagined. And that's what I'm committed to.
Progress, absolutely real progress, not the eugenicist, deindustrialization progress. Well, people need to call Congress, it's starting to happen, and say impeach Obama. Throw him out of office, arrest him, go after Holder, because they're starting to persecute the press, sir, as you know. They've arrested Dinesh D'Souza. They're arresting governors for no reason. They're threatening people. I'm being threatened. I don't want to give it any attention, but folks need to pray for us. You know what it's like when they start threatening you. But that shows we're getting to them, right?
We got 70% of the population of the United States wants this bump out now.
I think it's 77, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's. But then you have people, members of Congress, not a majority, but I think you could probably get, in a fair term, about 20% of the members of the Congress, I think, would be willing right now to say, throw the bum out. As a matter of fact, some members of the Congress are almost hysterical. Get this nut out of there.
It is crazy. I've never seen power grabbing like it. What do you know from your sources about Obama the man? Is he a total puppet? Or what's going on with him?
He would have been nothing except for a woman called Valerie Jarrett. Now Valerie Jarrett was an American by law, but she was really a British agent, and she was assigned to go back into the United States. And through some corrupt people at Harvard and things like that, this monkey, or virtual monkey, became a political figure. He was nothing. He would never have become anything except for Valerie Jarrett. He is not really a president in a functional sense. I mean, he runs around with his jock strap between the two parts of the White House, family part, the other part's the public part. And he was playing with basketballs up in this little room which separates these two parts of the White House. And so he was not really much of a heavyweight His idea, his mental capabilities and ideas are virtually zilch, or less than zero in some respects, I think is probably better. So he's only an instrument. And what happened is the British system got him elected president by the biggest drug deal ever run. And you remember that when he was running against Hillary Clinton and came down to Texas, and they were running pretty much neck by neck. And the drug flow from Texas, the drug money to Texas coming out of London, was the thing that won him his presidency. And Wall Street was fully behind it.
I know you've written books and everything about the British Empire running most of the drugs, and boy, is that certainly true. Their big banks openly launder the majority of the money. They get caught, they don't get in trouble. All right, well, Lyndon LaRouche, thank you so much for all of the time. We'll put your websites up on screen, and you and any of your other crew you'd like to recommend, I'd like to get some of the doctors you've got on staff, I know, to come on, and some of your researchers talk about Obamacare and what it would do. You were right about that, saying it was death care, and I really appreciate you spending time with us. Hopefully we can stop World War III.
Right, exactly.
Thank you very much. Wow, very interesting guy to have him on. I'm going to come back, callers. I'm going to get the calls the next two segments. Then we've got another guest coming on. I got a bunch of breaking news. Stay with us.
My husband's the gun guy. I've just never felt comfortable with them. But these days, I know I need protection. And I found it at theultimateknife.com. It fits my hand like a glove. Plus, it's small enough to easily conceal. And the peace of mind it gives me is unbeatable.
The fastest one-handed deployable defense knife is waiting for you at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. Only at theultimateknife.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they can shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
CamTeamShop.com provides the best in hard-tested gear for survival, prepping, bushcraft, and everything outdoors. And we're the only place you'll find stainless steel canteen kits, unique gear from the Paracord guy, and zombie tinder fire starters all at one easy-to-use website. Check out the Preppers Pack and see our custom knives, tarps, EDCs, and more. It's the best gear available with unbeatable customer service. 216-410-5096 or visit CamTeamShop.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know, I want to get Lyndon LaRouche on sometime, because he never does it, to maybe talk about being in the medical corps and then getting recruited into OSS in World War II. And he saw heavy combat operations and just was all over. They were sending him all over the place. I mean, that's most of those guys are dead now, or they can't talk. You know, they're so old. He's like 91 years old, I think, now. And he knows what he's talking about. It's just amazing. I find it really interesting. Doesn't mean I agree with everything he stands for. Some call him a leftist. Some call him ultra-right wing. Whatever. I just get him on because he's so demonized. And it just shows that they, oh, listen to that guy. He's bad. He's racist. Don't watch Alex Jones, MSNBC says. He's deeply racist. They just play these mind games to keep us divided. Well, the world does hurtle towards greater crises. We're going to go to Habu, and then quickly to Julio, and then Raptor Management Holding Forever, actually, right after Habu. Look, I skipped a break earlier, which cost the network and myself money. I haven't plugged anything all day. I'm so obsessed with the news. We're almost 2 hours in. If you believe in this broadcast and want to find incredibly high-quality products, they are the best we can find, InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's books, videos, pro-liberty T-shirts, hats, you name it. We've got the new Made in America Molon Lambe Spartan with crossed M4s T-shirt bestseller. We've got the Bottle Breacher 50-caliber bullet. We've just got so much at InfoWarsStore.com. Madein1776.com takes you right to the area with the Made in America shirts and stuff. And we've also got to InfoWarsLife.com with the proprietary supplements that we're so proud of that helps fund the operation. Please support us. Please shop with us. Shop with the good guys. I want to thank all of you that do shop with us. Thank you so much. Let's go to Habu in Wisconsin. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Thank you, Mr. Jones. Always good to listen to you. I'll be very quick and brief and bullet type points. You know, your analysis and that of your esteemed guest is spot on, absolutely correct. Secondly, I'm not an I'm agnostic on this matter of the Ukraine, and I have I'm not tied to one side or the other. But after listening to State Department official Nuland saying that she had the U.S. had spent $5 billion. And that going to a poor country, that should have been able to buy thousands, if not some million, people. So that shows, I think, why there is such a polarized kind of situation with only a certain group of protesters. And as you observed correctly, that the police have been remarkably restrained, which would not happen in you know, other parts of the world. And lastly, may I offer this prediction, and I'm not trying to be alarmist. I believe that President Putin is just biding his time to wait for the Sochi Olympics to end. And after that, if this level of violence continues, he's going to take matters in his hands and just because that is, I believe, Russia's interest. So
that's another great point. They noticed they pulled this whole Soros thing off during the Olympics, just like they attacked at the last Olympics in China. Remember that in 2008? They launched an attack on Russia during the Olympics when they knew Putin was there. This is unbelievable. And yeah, that's a good point. How do you think the Russians are going to respond, though?
Well, I think it's be restrained. And, you know, this, of course, will be fodder for, I believe, the West, meaning they'll say, oh, yeah, this guy is a real, you know, anti-democrat, this, that, the other, Putin, to demonize Putin even more. I don't, just like the Georgia case, the West will not be able to do anything. After all, you know, all the gas goes through Ukraine, and if it doesn't, there's another pipeline around it, and it's Ukraine who benefits more from the passage of gas, getting the tariffs, etc., and getting Russian gas, too.
Well so, said, Habu, you're amazing. You know what's sad? You hear folks that are obviously not from the U.S., and they know all about geopolitics and everything works. And you talk to my average American, they don't even know what planet we're on. I mean, our listeners are smart and informed, but, I mean, it's fun to know how the world works. It's all the little pieces and it's all the little... I love talking to people like Habu. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.